بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تسيز ده شعر وعارف بالله عزت اقدس عزت معنا شاعر كي محمد اختصى نور الله مرقده تتايتل إز مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی عشق دو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا ایسے جو عالم ہوا جس پر فدا میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ میری حسرت کی بہاروں کو نہ پوچھ اہل عشرت بن گئے میرے گدا سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی سب کی عشرت دل سے باہر ہو گئی میری حسرت میرے دل میں ہے صدا بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر بے وفا عشرت ہے یا حسرت ہے میر سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لے ذرا سوچ کر خود فیصلہ کر لے ذرا ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ سجن ان کی رحمت میر پر سایہ فجل گو بظاہر میر غم میں پرا خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی خواجگی ان کی ہماری بندگی جس طرح پالے تو ان پر رہ فدا جس طرح پالے تو ان پر رہ فدا خنجر تسلیم سے دوستو خنجر تسلیم سے دوستو ہو رہی غیب سے صد چاپا ہو رہی ہے غیب سے خود جاتا اہل دائر کو خبر اس کی نہیں
قدر اس کی نہیں جان حسرت کوئی جو اچرتا پا اچرے کے تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی عشرتی تو دشمنوں کو بھی ملی عاشقوں کو اپنا غم بخشا صدا عاشقوں کو اپنا غم بخشا صدا ساری دنیا پانی ملے ساری دنیا کی مزے پانی ملے غیر پانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا غیر پانی مجھ کو تیرا غم ملا قمر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں قمر کی جانب ہے جن کی منزلیں مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا مستند ان کو نہ تو اپنا بنا دشمنوں کو حساب گل دیا دشمنوں کو حساب گل دیا دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا دوستوں کو اپنا درد دل دیا ان کی ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی ان کی ساحل پر بھی طغیانی ملی مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا مجھ کو طوفانوں میں بھی ساحل دیا ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نسیدہ شعار عارف باللہ حضرت اقدس حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اقدس صاحب نور اللہ مقدہ ان کی جانب رفتہ رفتہ لے چلا سلولی سلولی آئی سٹارٹڈ پروگریسنگ ٹورڈز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی میری کشتی کا میرا غم نہ خدا. اینڈ ایز آئی واز ٹریورسنگ آن دس پاتھ ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دین مائی فیول وچ وڈ ٹیک می مائی شپ وچ ٹیک می ٹورڈز اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی it would be that grief that I would endure. Like how if a person wants to travel from one place to another, a person needs energy or fuel. Similarly, for a person to tread on this path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is that fuel a person requires, it is that grief and that sorrow a person which a person has to sacrifice in his heart by protecting himself from haram, then this will be that fuel which will allow him to progress in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خون حسرت پی کے وہ عشرت ملی. And by a person, when he will go through all this difficulty and this mujahada for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in these sorrows, wa ishrat mili, at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses a person with that inner happiness. Aish do alam huwa jispar fida. The one who becomes who sacrifices himself for the one who has created happiness. Meri hasrat ki baharo ko na pooch. That now in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't ask at what level of grief and turmoil and turbulence is going through my heart. Ahli ishrat ban gaye mere gada. That now when a person will sacrifice himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will make it such that the people of the world will become his slaves. Ahli ishrat ban gaye mere gada. That now the people of dunya have become my donkeys, my slaves. Sabki ishrat dil se bahar ho gayi. That everybody else's happiness is based on that which is outward. Meri hasrat mere dil mein hai sada. But now when it comes to my happiness, it's from within. Be wafa ishrat hai ya hasrat hai mir. That oh mir is, which one is more unloyal, disloyal? Is it the happiness or is it the grief? Soch kar khud faisla kar lo zara. Think about it. That now where do I get my real happiness, inner contentment? Is it when I look at the outward appearances of the world? Is that going to give me happiness? Or is it when I give myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator of happiness, who is the creator of sweetness, who is the creator of beauty, He will bring a true contentment within my heart. Unki rahmat mir par saaye fagan. That through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go bazaahir mir hai gham mein para. Even though outwardly it seems that I am going to a lot of difficulty. Khajgi unki hamari bandagi. That now I am becoming a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jis tarah paale tu un par reh fida. That however you love in a way that you are always ready to sacrifice before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khanjay taslim se e dosto. Taslim, submission. Is qala lahu rabbuhu aslim. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to submit before Him. So Hazrat is saying that take the dagger of submission. Ho rahi hai ghayb se sajja ata. That when you will take this dagger of submission and when you will put it over your heart, ho rahi hai ghayb se sajja ata. Then you will see the rain of mercy is coming down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the unseen. Ahle zahir ko khabar uski nahi. But the people of the world, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. They do not understand, they cannot comprehend what it is for a person to have that feeling in his heart, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. جَانِ حَسْرَتْ كُو هَي جُو عِشْرَتْ عَطَى. The one who has been through the path, who has sacrificed, he will only understand that what it is for a person to feel that real happiness and that sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ishrate to dushmano ko bhi mili. When it comes to the commodities of the world, whether it is money, whether it is houses, that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed to even the kuffar, even to the non-believers. Aashiko ko apna gham baksha sada. But Allah, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow to His special servants? Allah ta'ala bestowed to His special servants His grief. He gives him that tawfiq and that ability to sacrifice for Him. And besides this, if a person does not let this path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if a person will have all the luxuries of this world, but still to within his heart, a person will be completely restless. Once there was a Peder Jamaat that was going in one country. So as the Jamaat was going in the Peder Jamaat, so one of the Satis was very tired. So they were walking past one garden. So one of the Satis asked the Amir Sahib for permission. Amir Sahib, can I just lie down under this tree? So Amir Sahib said, no problem, you can lie down. He lied down and he fell asleep. So one person who was standing in his building and he was overlooking, he saw this person, he just lied down under the tree and he fell asleep. He was very surprised. He went to him and he called him. He asked him, what are you doing? He said, I can see what I'm doing. I'm sleeping, I'm resting, I'm very tired. He said, how can you sleep in this place where it's so busy? It's buzzing everywhere. People are walking around, children are making a noise. How can you sleep in this environment? Whereas I, in the comfort of my home, where I have all luxuries, I cannot even find rest over there. So thereafter, this person, he went to the Amir Sahib and asked Amir Sahib, what should we do? This person approached me in this manner. Amir Sahib said, bring him to the masjid, you will make ta'aleem with him. So as they sat and they made ta'aleem, they began the ta'aleem and within a few minutes, they heard that one person is snoring. And when they saw who's snoring, that same person who could not sleep in the most luxurious room in his house, when he came in the mahol, in the garden of Jannat, in the masjid, He fell that peaceful sleep. So they took him to the room and they allowed him to sleep. 1-2 hours later, he came out of the room and he read the kalima, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Then a person, I think he understood that of true comfort and peace only lies in a person in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qabr ki janib hai jin ki manzil hai. The one whose gaze is towards the qabr. Like Allah says that our gaze is towards the, we're going towards our grave. But our gaze, we are looking back towards dunya. Mustanad unko na tu apna bana. That all are those that are, that don't have the gaze towards the akhirat. Don't let us rely on them. Make us rely and place our trust only on you. Dushmanaku aisha abu gildiya. That, oh Allah, you have granted the enemies the luxuries of this world. Dosto ko apna dard dil diya. But you have given your friends the ability and the tawfiq to sacrifice for you. Unko sahil par bhi tughyani mili. That even in the shores, even the shores in places which were outwardly comfort, they found over there it was very, very uncomfortable. There was a lot of turbulence. Mujhko tufano maybe sahil diya. But in a place where it was very stormy, in such stormy and difficult circumstances, when there was conditions, problems, difficulties surrounding me from all sides, in such conditions also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed me with the peace of heart.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد كتاب حضرت مولانا اشرف علي ثاني رحمه الله عليه حياه المسلمين the 7th chapter روح number 7 association with the pious wonderfully beneficial for spiritual progress is to join the company of the pious one should endeavor to sit in the company of pious people so that talks of wisdom and piety as well as virtuous habits are acquired The life stories of the pious should be studied. This too serves the same purpose as association with the pious. Virtuous character is acquired by reading and studying the life stories of the saintly men of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has instilled in man the propensity, the ability to be influenced by others. Such influence is derived without any concentration and without any special effort. The life and conditions of others generally influence people greatly. This acceptance of influence applies to both good and bad influence. The company of the pious is therefore extremely beneficial, while evil company is extremely harmful. The company of the pious refers to association with such a person who has sufficient knowledge of the necessary laws of Sharia and whose beliefs are correct. The one with whom association is struck up should be a person who refrains from innovations and evil customs and practices. He should be one who is steadfast in salat, fasting, and the essential acts of ibadat. He should be a man of humility, piety, and abstention. He must be one who takes precaution in matters pertaining to halal and haram. He must be a man of uprighteous moral character. He must be a man who does not hold the poor and needy in contempt. Both his external and internal character must be virtuous. The love of Allah Ta'ala should imbue his heart. He must not be a man of worldly greed. For the sake of deen, he should care for nothing, neither for honor nor wealth. He should be a man who prefers the life hereafter to the life of this world. He must be a man of sabr and shukr. A man of these capabilities and characteristics is indeed an alchemy for one's spiritual development. Those who lack the ability to recognize the ability of a man, whether he is a man of piety or not, should take the advice of the pious people of the time. Whoever the pious people of the time describe as pious, will be worthy for company. Furthermore, by being in the company of a pious man a few times, one will feel in oneself an aversion for evil and an inclination towards virtue. A man whose company produces this effect on the heart is indeed a pious man. Abstain as far as possible from a man in whom evil qualities are discerned. Unless necessity compels one, do not enter into his company. Evil company utterly destroys one's deen. At times, evil persons harm not only one's spiritual life, but one's worldly life as well. Such worldly loss could be sustained by a variety of ways, such as in one's wealth, property, honor, and life. Then there are those people in which one cannot discern good or bad qualities. Have good thoughts about such people, but do not stay in their company. Experience has proven that pious company plays a great and effective role in one's spiritual progress, while the company of evil people weakens the heart and ruins one's spiritual life. Some verses of the Quran Kareem and the Hadith pertaining to pious and evil company will now be cited. Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman, fear Allah and join the company of the truthful. Joining the company of the truthful means to associate with the pious and to follow their ways of rectitude and Islah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, when you see those people finding fault and jesting in our laws, then turn away from them until such time that they engage in some other talk. And if shaitan caused you to forget and you remain sitting with them, then do not sit after remembering with an unjust people. The Quran Kareem here very explicitly warns against association with those who jest with the deen, those who treat the deen lightheartedly, those who show no respect to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, amongst those with whom you associate, who is the best? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who reminds you of Allah ta'ala when you look at him. His speech improves your deen, and his a'mal, his actions remind you of the akhirat. He said, who must we stay with? He said, Nabi alayhi salam said, the one who reminds you of Allah when you look at him. His speech improves your deen, and his a'mal and actions remind you of the akhirat. Some of the important signs of a pious man, which have been mentioned earlier, are stated in this hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.